Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, as always presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We've been telling you this last couple days, but just a reminder, friendly reminder. Sign up for the Burke and Herbert Bank Contest. You could win $100,000 if a Nats player hits for the cycle. You could win $100,000 if you are selected. Tonight, it's Brian D. from Oakton who has a chance to win $100,000 courtesy of Burke and Herbert Bank. All season long, Burke and Herbert Bank wants you to bank on the cycle where you could win that $100,000 if a Washington baseball player hits for the cycle this season. You can get details and register for your chance to win at thefandc.com/contest. So that's where you go. It's a free contest. Sign up. It's all presented by Burke and Herbert Bank, where banking is just better. What would you do if all of a sudden you just got a lump sum of 100 large cakes?
Oh,
and I understand there's taxes, but I'm just going to hand
all right,
you
so
an unexpected 65 grand or whatever it is. What do you do with that?
I'd put it all on Anibal Sanchez.
Yeah, you roll it on the Nats. I like that idea, Jason.
I might roll it.
I might put it all on Tesla.
might not be a bad play.
All right, do we have our next guest, Mike Rizzo?
Yes.
Mike Rizzo joins us every Wednesday at this time as we go in the clubhouse. He joins us on the Mattress Rouse Hotline, and he, of course, is presented by Burke and Herbert Bank, where banking is just better. What's up, Mike?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
You know, Jason kind of ended the show. We were saying, oh, we're going to talk to Rizzo tomorrow. And Jason was like, I just want them to win. I hate having Mike on after a loss, even though he always sounds optimistic.
Mike's
it's
even
better
healed?
To have you on
yeah.
after a win.
Well, that's nice of you guys. Yeah, I like to come on after we win, too. It's easier.
Hey, Mike, I wanted to ask you, just kind of off the field related, can you give the fans an idea of what the team on a road trip, let's just say last night, after the game, you know, they go in, they take showers, there's no media. I assume there's no media in the locker room, but maybe there's food available made to them. Maybe they eat a little dinner, and then you guys all get into a bus, go back to the hotel. Like, who's monitoring that whole thing? And then when you get up today, do they take another test? How often are they testing the players? Give us an idea how you guys do that.
Well, yeah, there's an extremely complicated protocols for what we're doing. Our medical people are doing an extremely good job of taking care of us, and we're monitored constantly. So, we get tested every other day, and those tests are turned around, and you know, we know what the results are, and 48 hours at most. MLB has done a great job with the testing. After those early snafus at the beginning of this thing, they've become really efficient and done a great job of getting the test back. The road trips are different. They're unique. Never been through anything like this thing. You know, we're we go on the team charter, or in this case, we went on the team train. It's just us. We're in masks. We have assigned seats. You can't get out of your seats. You have to be distanced. We have a charter plane. You go from the charter to a team bus, which is limited to about 15 people per bus. We go to the team hotel. We're sequestered in the hotel. Once we get in the hotel, you're not supposed to leave the hotel without permission of myself or Davey Martinez. We've got people that are watching the lobbies and make sure that everyone stays distant and that type of thing. At the ballpark, the lockers are in the clubhouse are very spread out. We've got auxiliary locker rooms for our staff members, and masks are worn everywhere but on the field. The players don't have to wear a mask on the field, and that's the only place that you don't wear a mask. So after the game, the shower up. There's no food available. There's food to go. Wow. We take the food. We get on the team bus, take it to the team hotel. We're sequestered in our rooms. We can't go into other people's rooms. It's kind of like, we're in our own little bubble, if you will, rather than, you know, a big sport bubble. It's crazy, and it's a weird feeling playing without fans, but it's a weird feeling knowing that you're in New York City and you can't leave the hotel room, and there's no restaurants to go to or Starbucks or anything like that. So it's a sacrifice for the players. Nobody has to feel sorry for us, but it's a strange world like everywhere else in the country right now.
Yeah, Mike, you touched on it. Obviously, you want to follow all the protocols, keep yourself and all the staff and all the players healthy, but you're in New York City. It's one of the great cities, not only in the United States, but in the world. You feel like you want to get out and explore it, but you have to stay in that bubble. You have to stay sequestered for the greater good.
Yes, being a good teammate. And, we have to care for our families and ourselves and our season and that type of thing. So, I think that the players are taking it, I'm proud of them. They're taking it extremely serious. We're looking at ourselves and kind of policing ourselves and making sure that everyone does the right thing.
Let me ask you this, Mike. What if Juan Soto called you up and after a game and said, "Oh, Mr. Riz, I'm really backed up. I'm constipated. I need a laxative."
Mr. Riz.
Would you allow him to go out and go pick up a laxative? Or are you going to send a team official? How would that
That's
work?
That's weird.
I would probably send our team physician, our team trainers to go and get something that he needs. That happens quite a bit where if a player's not feeling well or needs something, that we send part of our staff over there to take care of them.
Gotcha. All right. Well, you poured on 16 runs.
Diarrhea.
Yeah, limited, unlimited. you poured on 16 runs a couple nights ago. Last night, Max was awesome. Bullpen really good. Trey Turner starting to heat up a little bit. 2-1 win. Just kind of give us your thoughts on the last two games.
Yeah, I thought you score 16 runs. It's a feel good day, and guys kind of got a little freedom and swing the bats really, really well. We're starting to get a few guys to heat up a little bit and trying to get some synergy in the lineup. And then last night, on the heels of Max, throwing, I think he had 60-something pitches in the first two innings. I was worried he wasn't going to go deep into the game, after he only pitched an inning the last start. But, in typical Max fashion, he hunkered down and gave us six strong innings and pitched terrific. His velocity was back where we wanted to see it. And he said he felt good afterwards, which is the most important thing. Then we played great defense and we're swinging the bats efficiently, but we played good defense and pitched well. Our bullpen came in and Rainey and Hudson did a great job, as did Javi Guerra. So, it was a good team win that kind of showed both aspects of our team. We could thump with you and we could pitch with you. So it was kind of a good, It was a feel-good couple of games, and with two left in this series against the Mets.
talking to Mike Rizzo, president of baseball operations for the Washington Nationals, who improved to 6-7 on the year. After the game, I was watching a little post game with Bo Porter, and he had Tanner Rainey as the early season MVP. Tell us what you've seen from Tanner Rainey, who has always had tantalizing talent, but he seems like he's putting it together.
You're right. You guys are right. He's got a big arm, and what I think he's learned over the spring training and spring training 2.0 was that he doesn't have to go max effort each and every pitch. He doesn't have to throw 100 each time. You know, he's getting ahead with his fastball at kind of a 85% fastball at 94, 96 miles an hour, and then he can spin that breaking ball at you in all counts. And I think the maturity of him and the strike zone ability for him is really turned his game around, because when he's in the strike zone, even last year early in the season, is when he's in the strike zone, he's really difficult to hit. And when he got in trouble is when he got behind in the count, he started walking a few guys, and then you have to come in and they hit you. So this guy's got he's got an electric fastball and it's a power curveball. Everyone calls it a slider, but it's a curveball at 88 miles an hour. And when he's dropping both of those in the strike zone, it's a tough at bat for some really good hitters.
I wouldn't want to do it. Hey, Mike, let me ask you this. JP and I were talking about this yesterday. We were tossing it around. All right. So you guys had that series with the Marlins canceled because of their outbreak. They seem to have bounced back and haven't had any positive tests since. So they've played 11 games. But the Cardinals have been a complete clown show. All right. They've played 5 games. They haven't played since July 29th. So what's today? August 12th. They haven't played in 2 weeks, which is ridiculous. So to get to 60 games, they'd have to play 55 games in 45 days. I don't even know if that's possible. What is the league rule right now? If they can't get to 60 games, are they going to be eligible to make the postseason based on win percentage, or do they have to play the 60 games to be eligible? Has that been figured out yet?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question. If there is an answer to that question, I haven't been told of it yet. I feel bad for all these teams that this happens to, because it kind of puts a ripple through the sport. And I want this sport to be played this season. I want a championship to happen, and I want us to play baseball. So it's unfortunate, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for them to play 60 games. I'm just trying to do the math in my head.
Right, and that's without rain cancellations.
Exactly. That's with everything going smoothly from that day on. So I think it's going to be really taxing on the players, and I worry about trying to jam all these games into a shortened calendar. What about the players? What about the pitchers' arms and the players' bodies and that type of thing, which I think is as problematic as the COVID is. So yeah. I think there's a lot of questions that they have to answer, and I haven't been informed of any decision on that aspect of the schedule. But again, I would have to really worry about player fatigue and player injury, because that's jamming a lot of games into a real short period of time.
Well, Mike, this is hypothetical, but kind of what Jason and I were talking about, and I want your opinion on this. There's no right or wrong answer, but let's say there's a team that finishes 500 in the 60-game season, and they would be the 8th seed in the playoffs.
Let's just say it's you.
So they're 30-30. And let's say the Cardinals finish in 50 games 27-23. A better winning percentage, but they just didn't play enough games. Which team do you put into the playoffs?
Yeah, that's a great
What's your preference? What's your preference? What do you think is more deserving? The team that goes 27-23 or the team that goes 30-30?
Well, I think that I always feel that the completion of the schedule is important. Why is winning a championship in the regular season so daunting? It's such a daunting task. Is that you've got to grind through 162 and then the playoffs. And I think that's the true test of who's the best team is to play the full schedule of games. But my question is, where do you stop it? Is 50 enough games? Or what if you only played 49 or 48 games and that kind of thing? So that's a question. That's a question for the rules committee and the competition committee. And we're just But we're just trying to, like I said, to get through this this 60-game season and then the playoffs safely, keep our guys on the field, keep them healthy, keep their families and our staff healthy, and win some baseball games. And I think that when you ask players to a person, they feel that once the game starts, that's the most comfortable part of the day for these guys and for myself is the actual 3 hours that we get to play baseball.
One last one from Mike Rizzo, President of Baseball Ops, GM of the Nationals, as we go in the clubhouse, presented by Burke and Herbert Bank, where banking is just better. Tell us about the lefty Seth Romero and what he could add to this team.
Well, Seth's coming off Tommy John. He didn't pitch at all in 19. He was a terrific prospect that we drafted in 17. And he's got good stuff. He's a big, tall, lanky left-handed pitcher. He's got a good fastball, curves, changeup mix. He throws a lot of strikes. He doesn't seem to be fazed by his first, you know, kind of taste around big league people and big league players. And he's been sidetracked by a few different issues. Most importantly, the Tommy John surgery that's kept him out for a year. And, we're expecting big things from him. He's a left-handed starter, which is something that we have a need for in this organization. I think that, we brought him with us on the taxi squad because if we need another left-handed reliever or a spot starter, this guy would probably be, one of the first guys that we would reach for because we think he's going to throw enough strikes, his stuff is good enough, and we don't think he'll be too enamored or overwhelmed by being in the big leagues.
Mike, last question for me, and I was thinking about you when I was watching it, and I felt horrible for the grounds crew in that game against the Orioles when they were just having the biggest issue with that tarp. I don't know what the reason was, but I felt horrible for all those guys. But I was thinking about you because you could see that rain pouring down on the field, and you're thinking, oh, my God, this could cost us a game. We're down 5-2, but we still have, four at-bats, whatever it was. What were you thinking when that was going on?
Well, I was thinking about our head groundskeeper and the grounds crew. These guys work so extremely hard, and they're so good at what they do. And I felt terrible for them, and I went down there and tried to make them feel better. After they called the game off and that type of thing. We all make mistakes. I've made bad trades and bad signings and that type of thing. You guys have had bad shows and. So, I heard one over the last 25 years.
Oh, okay. All right.
they had a bad day at the office and it was, it's just their bad days kind of, are seen by millions of people. And, it was just, I support those guys. John Turnauer is the best in the business, not one of the best. He's the best in the business. He's got a really difficult geographical city to be a head grounds crew member in Washington, D.C. The weather is really tricky here, he navigates it terrifically over the years. And he had that hiccup, and I guarantee it won't happen again because they're doing drills about it, and they're going to practice and that type of thing about how the thing rolled out. And it was something that if you don't know about tarps and covering fields, it's hard to kind of understand what went wrong.
Well, so, trust me, we know nothing about that.
It looked like Mike that they had just unloaded a moving truck in about 15 minutes. That's how tired they were. I felt horrible for them.
Oh, there's no doubt. It's a taxing job, and those guys do it great. And I felt so bad for him, and that's why I had to make sure that he knew that we weren't upset with him, and we'll take that game up on Friday and see if we can come back. We have four at bats to come back and see if we can win that thing.
Appreciate the time as always. That's Mike Rizzo, President of Baseball Ops and GM of the Nationals. We'll talk to you next week. He, of course, is brought to you by Burke and Herbert Bank, where banking is just better. Coming up next, Aaron Schatz, the head of Football Outsiders, ESPN NFL analyst, will join us. He recently ranked the NFL's most likely worst to first teams for 2020, including the Redskins, the Washington football team, that is. We'll get into that next here on the Junkies.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 9:45, give you a chance to win a $25 gift card to Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Game Show Wednesday, we're going to bring back Zippy Dollar Pyramid. But join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. It's Aaron Schatz. He's the head of Football Outsiders, ESPN NFL analyst. They've ranked the NFL's most likely worst-to-first teams for 2020. And he joins us right now. And by the way, they have the Football Outsiders Almanac, which has a charitable element this year. Right, Aaron?
Yes, indeed. We're donating a portion of our proceeds to the United Way's COVID-19 Recovery and Relief Fund.
Very good. So Jason had a guess at this, and he was right. But before we get to who you believe is most likely to go from worst to first, let's start with the Washington football team. Not very likely, but they're not in the most difficult division, right?
Right. The reason why we don't have them sort of last in our last to first odds is because they don't share a division with one of our top teams. We have the last team is Carolina because we have New Orleans so high, they're hard to beat. And the second to last team is Cincinnati because we have Baltimore so high, they're hard to beat.
Yeah, because you have the, and you can explain what the DVOA is, but you have Washington having the worst projection in the entire league, primarily because you have them as the worst offensive team in the league, right?
Right, yeah. DVOA is our primary metric that measures success based on situation and opponent, and we project it before the season based on like how teams have done over the last couple of years and certain personnel moves and certain coaching moves and certain other, you know, variables. And yeah, we ended up with Washington projected with the worst offense in the league. Now, you know, look, it's a span of possibilities. Everything's about probabilities when you do projections like we do. So there's certainly the possibility that, you know, the offense gets it together and Haskins takes a big step forward. We just don't think it's likely.
Do you, right? Are there pieces on that offense that you like, that you think have potential, or is it just, are there too many question marks because they're relying on so much from so many young players that have been drafted within the past few years?
Well, Terry McLaurin was great last year as a rookie.
Yep.
So, I mean, he was absolutely fantastic as a rookie. And it's so interesting because he wasn't used as heavily in college. Usually guys who aren't used as heavily in college don't become super successful in the NFL, especially as rookies. But he, you know, was really big just in his first year. But the biggest problem is just that Haskins was so bad last year. Now, here's the thing. Haskins was so bad last year in half a season, and he got better as that half a season went along. So, you know, we write in the book that there is a case for the idea that he couldn't continue his improvement and you can't write him off yet. But when you look at the whole of what he did in 2019, it looked pretty bad.
Joined by Aaron Schatz from Football Outsiders. Let's talk about the defense for the Washington football team. A lot of people here are really excited. Of course, they draft Chase Young, number one overall. When you look at the defensive line, a lot of high draft choices, whether it's Jonathan Allen, Daron Payne, Montez Sweat, still have Ryan Kerrigan there. That's probably the strength of the defense. Plus, they change from a 3-4 to a 4-3. Jack Del Rio takes over as defensive coordinator. What do you expect on the defensive side of things for the Washington football team?
Yeah, the 4-3 actually kind of starts shutting players out because now you don't have room for, like, Matt Ioannidis in the starting lineup. But obviously the defensive line is the strength of the team. And, you know, we went back and looked at teams from the past to try to figure out, you know, and it's not a guarantee that if you draft this much defensive talent in the first round that they're suddenly going to put it all together. Certainly it happens, like it happened for San Francisco last year. But we also found examples of teams that had drafted a lot of first-round defensive line talent and couldn't overcome weaknesses on the rest of their team. Like a good example is when the Rams drafted Aaron Donald to go with Michael Brockers and Robert Quinn. They still went 6-10. So there's no question there's a ton of talent on that defensive line, and Chase looks like a really great edge rusher prospect. But there's no guarantee that that defensive line can overcome the weakness of the rest of the defense.
So, Aaron, who do you have as the most likely team to go from worst to first?
We have the Detroit Lions as the most likely worst to first team. We have them improving. Their defense should be better. Their offense was much better in the first half of the year when Matthew Stafford was healthy.
Sure.
And they play in a division where we think Green Bay and Minnesota are going to be down. We actually have Arizona as the best team of last year's last place teams, but they play in a much harder division than Detroit does.
I was right, JP.
You were right.
Yeah. The one team I'm intrigued by is Miami. I want to see where you have them. Now, again, they're playing in a division that historically they had no shot at winning, but that's a totally different team now with the Patriots. So, and they do bring in Tua. They draft Tua. Not sure if he's going to be the starter early, but maybe he will. What are your thoughts on the Dolphins in that division?
Yeah, I don't think Tua is going to start early, and I think they're better off with Fitzpatrick starting given how he played last year. But the thing about Miami is it's sort of a tale of two halves last year. In the first half of the season, they had a bad offense and like the worst defense we had ever measured. And in the second half of the season, they had a reasonable offense and a defense that was, you know, just run-of-the-mill bad. And so you think to yourself, that team improved over the course of the season, that's going to roll over into the next season. And yet if you look at the history of the NFL, for the most part, that doesn't happen. Teams that improve in the second half, it doesn't roll over into the next season. So the best thing you can do is look at the whole year. And in the whole year, Miami was pretty lousy. So, yeah, you look at some of the improvements that they've made, picking up guys like Byron Jones, Kyle Van Noy on the defense. But you still, you know, have to start with the base of how they performed over all of 2019, which isn't very good. So we have them, I believe, fourth among the teams in the odds of going from last to first. But it's only like 15% of the time. And they're basically tied with Jacksonville and the L.A. Chargers.
Talking to Aaron Schatz, Football Outsiders. They put out their ranking where they have the NFL's most likely worst to first teams for 2020. Conversely, who are the counterfeit teams that finished in first that are more likely to take a nosedive?
Well, I wouldn't call them counterfeit teams, but okay. Houston was the weakest of last year's playoff teams, and we have them as the most likely team to go from first to worst. You know, Tennessee and Indianapolis are pretty good. Houston was, you know, when you look at the play-by-play breakdown, was actually below average over the course of the season. You know, some good luck got them to 10-6. Their defense really declined last year. It should be a little bit better if they have a whole year of J.J. Watt. But at this point, you even count on a whole year of J.J. Watt. Like, he's not playing full season, so you can't count on a full season from him.
And you know what? You're spot on there. They were the only division winner last year, Aaron, that had a minus in the point differential. Every other team that won their divisions was plus in the point differential. And I watched a lot of Houston games last year for fantasy football reasons, and they were counterfeit.
All right, Deshaun pulls a rabbit out of his hat sometimes for him.
And Deshaun had a big numbers because in a lot of those games they were down 2 touchdowns, 17 points in the fourth quarter, and they had to throw it. So you're spot on with Houston. I root against Houston.
He's what's keeping them. He's what's keeping them close to 8-8. I mean, he's the best thing on that team.
All right, Aaron. Well, we appreciate the time again.
Thank you, bro.
This year's Football Outsiders Almanac, which has a charitable element. A portion of every book sold goes to benefit the United Way Worldwide COVID-19 Community Response and Recovery Fund. Thanks a lot for joining us, Aaron.
Thanks a lot. People can buy that at footballoutsiders.com.
There you go.
Cakes, I wanted to ask you real quick before we go to break.
Yeah. What did you want to ask me?
You're a gambler. Are you interested in chopping a series bet with me with the Washington Capitals over the New York Islanders?
How much would my investment be?
You can bet whatever you want. Bet it all
if
you want.
What are you thinking of betting? And I'll tell you whether I'm going to chop it.
I was probably going to put $145 to win $100.
Sure, I'll chop that with you. I like to have a little bit of a sweat, vested interest.
Okay, so you're going to take half of that?
Sure.
All right, so you got about, that's what, $72.50. Is that right?
Yes. By my math, yes, that's half.
Maybe I did the math wrong there. Anyway, all right, so we're I'll text that to – I'm not going to put that in with my online site. I'm going to text that to Chuck Books.
Perfect.
How do you decide what goes in the actual book and which one goes in Chucky Books?
Well, I like to put my bigger bets in with Chuck Books. I don't like to put my real big bets in online because
– Got you.
I don't want it to affect the balance. I like to keep my balance at a certain level.
Right.
Understood.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, it is a game show Wednesday. We're bringing back Zippy Dollar Pyramid, 800-636-1067, giving away a $25 gift card for that. So if you want to get in on a game show Wednesday, 800-636-1067. Do want to let you know about GovSmart. They've been serving government for more than 10 years, designing the IT solutions that make environments more efficient, responsive, and secure. Top-level status with manufacturers allows GovSmart to maximize budgets, and GovSmart simplifies procurement with government-wide acquisition contracts, SBA hub zone status, and excellent past performance. GovSmart, intelligent IT solutions for government.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to a Game Show Wednesday here on 106.7 The Fan. It's brought to you by our friends at MGM National Harbor. MGM's Poker Room is now open, in case you didn't know. Lots of health and safety protocols there to keep you safe. Seven-handed at all tables, plexiglass between the players, no spectators allowed. Go enjoy the MGM National Harbor Poker Room like I have since they've reopened.
All right, so we're going to bring back Zippy Dollar Pyramid. Whenever we've played this game, there's always a question of how long do we give contestants.
Yep.
Sometimes we've done as long as a minute.
Too long.
Sometimes we've done 30 seconds. So we're going to split the difference. Listeners are going to have 45 seconds to name seven categories. The junkies will give them the clues. Hopefully they can come up with the categories. First person to come up with seven will be the big fat winner. And if we don't get seven, let's leave these contestants on the line, whoever gets the most.
Okay.
Now, if there's a tie, I don't know what to do. Or should we just not give away the prize if nobody comes up with seven?
The first one.
I understand the first one, but what if nobody comes up with seven?
Whoever gets the most.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, let's just give away the prize.
I'm trying to establish it beforehand. That's all.
There are a lot of rules. We understand. Yes.
All right, let's go to Erica in Clarksburg. What's up, Erica?
Hello.
All right, so Erica, you get to choose a junkie as your partner to feed you some clues. Who would you like to feed you the clues? That shouldn't be that difficult. With cakes?
No, I don't know.
JP? You can go with Bish?
JP's fine.
All right. Do you understand the game?
Yeah, I understand the game. You said I have to take seven categories.
Oh. Right. He's going to list certain things within a category. You have to guess the category.
All right. Let's get 45 seconds on the clock. I don't feel great confidence here.
No, confidence low.
Once I start giving you
I don't
clues,
like this game because it makes me think too much.
Once I give you clues, the clock will start.
I'm very nervous.
Okay, yeah, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Kyle, Kevin, Kathy, Ken, Kyle, Kevin, Ken, Kathy, Carl, Kurt. All right, we'll move on. How about this? Raleigh, okay. Greensboro, Chapel Hill. How about this? Pacific, Atlantic, Arctic, Indian.
Ocean?
Yes, oceans.
Good job.
Goodwill Hunting, The Town, Batman.
Movies?
Julie.
I knew that she. Thank you for the call. Thank you for listening. I knew that was not going to go well. Right, you could just tell.
Kyle, Kevin, Ken, Kathy are all K names.
Of course they are.
Right. Raleigh, Greensboro, cities in North Carolina. She did nail oceans. Ben Affleck flicks was the next one. She got one.
Yeah. Not. The bar is very low.
All right, let's punch up Jake in Woodbridge. Jake, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Matt? What's up, Jake?
Who do you want to choose as your partner?
Let's go with the Poppy.
Jake has a good radio voice.
He does, yes. He certainly does.
Jake, did you do radio ever in your life?
I took a one-credit class in college.
Oh, okay.
It's more than cakes.
You can fill in for cakes anytime you want.
That's one more credit of radio than I did in college. You're correct.
That's right.
Jason, I just...
Can I just do the ones that you sent over the email?
I just copied it to you in the Google Hangout. It's right there.
I'm sorry. I'm not always on the Hangouts.
I get it. I'm letting you know. It's right there for you.
Hold on.
Got it?
Yes, I've got it.
All right. 45 seconds on the clock when Jason starts feeding you the clues.
All right. Akeem Olajuwon, Shaquille O'Neal, Kareem.
Centers.
There you go. A Few Good Men, War of the Worlds, Jack Reacher.
Tom Cruise movies.
Yeah. Yes.
Money. This is tough. Al Gore, Mike Pence.
Vice President.
Oh, good. Gary Carter.
Kurt.
Sweet. Seek and Destroy, Enter Sandman.
Metallica.
Oh, I don't know this one. Tahoes, Corvettes.
Chevys.
John Tortorella, Barry Trotz.
Hockey coaches.
Winner! Hey, we got a winner.
You just snuck it in.
Yeah, congratulations. Well, you get that $25 gift card to Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Baseball's back, and Tropical Smoothie Cafe and the Washington Nationals have partnered to bring you the Nats Berry Crush Smoothie. It's a delicious blend of strawberries and cranberries, available this season at participating DMV locations. Tropical Smoothie Cafe, official smoothie of the Washington Nationals.
Look at Jason knowing three Metallica tunes.
Well, it's the only three I know, I guarantee it.
Hey, you know what? It got the job done. It was enough.
And I was going to struggle beyond the coaches I gave. on NHL right, coaches.
Right. Yeah.
I would have been like Barry Trotz, Todd Reirden.
I didn't even say Todd Reirden. What am I doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I can't believe I threw out John Tortorella. I think I was just because I was watching him yesterday.
What about isn't Thomas Mooney boys with the Tampa Bay coach?
John Cooper?
John Cooper, yeah.
Yeah, they went to law school together.
You could have gone old school coaches.
Sure.
You could have gone Mike Keenan.
Scotty Bowman.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about that.
Could have done the old sillies.
Our pal Craig Berube.
And Chevys, I think I know two Chevys. Let's see. I know Tahoes. I know Corvettes.
You don't know the Camaro.
Malibu. Oh,
Camaro, yeah. I should have got that.
Cakes' first car was a Malibu.
It was. But Jake, I wrecked it on the Beltway, too.
Jake was on point.
He was. He was good. He's good at the game.
Yeah, it is a game that makes you think, but I think it's fun.
I don't know if it's fun, but it's fun for Jake because he won.
I thought it was fun. It was fun listening to, was it Erica? It was fun listening to her struggle.
Oh, okay.
Because the struggle with her was real. It was tangible.
So, Cakes, I put the bet in. We are in, chopped for a series bet. Caps over the Islanders, 145 to win 100. So you're putting up 72.50 to win $50.
I hate to do the look ahead, but mm-hmm. What would they face if they get beyond the first round?
I believe that they are on the bottom of the bracket. I think they would face the winner of the Canes-Bruins series. Believe that's the case.
Regardless, it'll be tough sledding in this series and
certainly
then beyond. Look, the big question, which we talked about earlier, is John Carlson going to be in the lineup? If Carlson's in the lineup, makes a big difference. I think he's the only one of the defensemen who scored this year against the Islanders. He had a goal in one of the games. And then, as Cakes mentioned, you need the big guns to get hot again. You didn't see much production in the round robin in the three games from Ovi and the rest of the guys that you expect to be scoring goals.
When are we going to find out if Carly plays? Right before game time? Or
probably about half an hour before puck drop, I would guess, or an hour before puck drop. 2 p.m. I'm going to say by 2 p.m. you're going to know if Captain America, John Carlson, is playing.
Case goes with 2 p.m., so I just want to bet against him and say it'll happen right after we get off the air.
Yeah, you're probably right. Well, there'll be an Earl Forsey update during Grant and Danny.
Right.
Or a Pete Medhurst update, one of the two.
Is there anything after just one game that would make you panic?
Yeah, if they get beat 6-0.
Yeah, if Holtby looks terrible in game one, I would all of a sudden panic. I don't think that's going to be the case.
Yeah, I think they should have played Vanecek once in the round robin, don't you think?
No, because I don't think they plan on playing him at all. They want Holtby to be there in every game.
Yeah, Holtby is not, barring an injury, he is not coming out.
And I think it was good for Holtby to play all three games because he's obviously going to play the entire playoffs, so you want him as sharp as possible. So
right.
I don't know if benching him for one game would have helped.
I guess, and they needed that last game for the seeding. You know, maybe had they won the first two games, it might not have been as important, but they needed it.
Yeah, maybe if they knew they were playing Montreal instead of the Islanders or Carolina, then they could have done that, but.
You know, one thing I
think anybody's going to be tough. The Islanders will be tough.
One thing I love about the playoffs in the NHL is we know this every other day, baby. So you got
it's quick.
A game today, then they play Friday at 8 o'clock, and then they play Sunday at noon. Those are the first three games.
Jason, I know you're betting on the Canes-Bruins, which the puck drops in about an hour.
Well, I already took the Canes for the series. I think I'm plus 135 on that, and then I'm going to take – yeah, hell yeah, I'm going to take them plus 145 in game one. Might as well. That's good value.
It is. The Bruins
the Bruins
look shaky.
Like, they look like poo in the exhibition games.
The Pooins.
Yeah, the
Pooins. You're going to bet against them.
Five games today. Cakes.
Five. I love it. Bet on those. Bet on the NBA bubble.
Right.
Give me some DFS sleepers. Give all of it to me.
You've got NBA. You got baseball, day baseball. You got WNBA, three games tonight.
I knew that former Wizard Mike Scott was going to erupt yesterday. I would have played him in a DFS sweat. I didn't know that.
What'd he go for?
I mean, erupt for him. I don't remember his final stat line.
He came back from playing baseball with the Astros to play in the NBA?
Yes.
Wow.
He's very
multi. He's kind of old, isn't he?
He's a talented talent.
Doesn't Mike Scott have multiple emoji tattoos?
I'm sure he does, yes. He's littered with tattoos.
All right. Of course, you can listen to the Caps here on the Fan. Got to get out of here for Bish. Cakes, some JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Grant Danny up next on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.